Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode. We have a great guest today. Bailey, what is going on? She has 9 million followers on TikTok, 2.2 million on your spam, and 200,000 on your IG. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's it's insane.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. How are you? How are you doing?
Good, yeah. All right.
Close. So we're going to talk about a ton of things. We met first at Comic-Con a couple weeks ago. Kyle, I want to say something real quick.
We went out last night. Kai had some videos to edit, so he came out a little bit late. But apparently, these are Kai's AirPods now. So Kai's gone through about 8 AirPods and 8 total buds in about probably the last 3 months.
Dude, it's been like 3 months. I've been to the Apple Store 3 times to replace individual AirPods.
But he never gets Apple Care. And Kai always says, no, I'll never need Apple Care. I take good care of myself. But his car's broken. His AirPods are broken. Everything's fucking broken. Yeah. But, I mean, literally, dude, these things are fucked. I mean, that is royally fucked.
How would you describe that to the audience? Like, how mangled they are?
Just absolutely mangled. Looks like you hit them with a car and then threw them off a cliff.
They got ran over. Yeah,
they got completely.
Yeah. Anyway, Spencer went on a walk this morning and saw Kai's AirPods after Kai got kicked out of his Uber. Because remember, everybody goes back to the podcast. Kai used to make fun of me for falling asleep in Ubers and shit, getting kicked out of Ubers. But now it's Kai. Kai's the fucking problem.
Yeah,
I'm a mature adult now.
Just imagine you're like an Uber driver trying to get on with your day. It's like 12 a.m. You're trying to go home, sleep, and there's just like fuckheads in the back of the car that won't get out.
The problem is not getting out of their car. Have you ever been kicked out of an Uber?
Nope.
Never?
No.
Ever gone into any bad behavior in an Uber?
No.
Ever been with somebody that's done shitty things in an Uber?
Also, surprisingly, no, even though I've been at college.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, no one has ever done any fuck shit.
We have got to be some of the worst Uber passengers. I don't think it gets worse. I mean, like, every time we're in an Uber, it's either somebody's drinking in the Uber, somebody's getting kicked out of the Uber, somebody's throwing up in the Uber. Yeah. We're horrible.
But
we're
you're not up
people.
To any of those. You don't do any of that.
No, I probably have, like, a 5-star Uber rating.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's got moved down.
Yeah, I got moved down. I went down a star.
You're in the 3-star.
If you do have a horror story, though, that's a dream POV video. That's a fucking, right?
Do you ever make one from high school, but that was it.
About Uber?
Yeah.
What was it?
This guy, I was like, I was supposed to be at the mall, and I decided I was going to go see my 15-year-old boyfriend. And so I called an Uber.
How old were you?
I was 15. He was 15.
Oh, okay.
It was like sophomore year, and I'm not even supposed to be on Uber. And then I get in this guy's car, and we're just going. It's only like a 15-minute drive from the mall. And he pulls over into a parking lot.
Oh, hell
and
no.
is just
oh,
sitting there
shit.
With the doors locked. He's just
oh,
sitting in this
God.
Parking lot. And me being dumb, I just kind of sit there in the back like, for probably 7 minutes, and then I say to him, hey.
Seven minutes?
No, I just sat there silently, not saying a word. Like, I didn't question this.
You're the worst horror movie character
in
the world.
I know.
You
I
do
sat
exactly
there saying
what you
nothing.
Don't want. Yeah,
that's the equivalent of like a serial killer's in your house, and you run towards the door and shut the door and then run into the closet.
I didn't say anything, and then eventually I was like, hey, like, why are we sitting in a parking lot? And he was like, oh, my directions aren't working. And I was panicking at this point because I was like, what if I die right now? So I said, oh, I can just pull it up on my phone. But I ended up getting there safely, but that was my only Uber.
Okay, so he didn't end up doing anything. He was just checking.
No,
okay,
he was
good, just
like dumb. Like, that was a weird thing for an Uber driver to do. Like, why would you pull over with like a child in your car?
That's
okay.
That is truly so scary. Something.
How,
that would freak me
how
out.
How long were you dating that 15-year-old boyfriend for?
Oh, probably like 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Savage relationship.
Savage. Yeah, the good old days. So
freshman year relationships.
Yeah. Freshman year relationships were different.
They really were. That was something else. It was like not even that feels like a fever dream.
Yeah. Did you grow up in San Diego?
No, I grew up in Virginia.
Virginia. Really? Okay, that's a lot different. Wow. Then to San Diego after.
Yeah, just for college. I just wanted to leave.
Okay.
So I went.
Why'd you want to go to San Diego?
Honestly, just wanted to like go somewhere new and go to a new place. And I always loved California. I just was not a fan of Virginia. There was nothing to do. I kind of just would like sit in my room. The seasons were bad and I always loved the beach. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to apply to SDSU and see what happens. I didn't even expect to be accepted. And then I got accepted and immediately was like, I'm going. And luckily my parents just sent me out there with kind of no questions. They were just like, go ahead, do what you want.
That's lit.
When did you start TikTok?
I started it in quarantine, and I think it was like March is when I've posted like my first POV. I just did a video with Pear Pop and they made me go through, and so I could see like exactly when I posted the first POV. I just did it because I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of took off quickly.
And what point were you like, I'm going to drop out of school? Like, was it a certain amount of money you were making? Was it like, how'd you know you could drop out?
It was kind of like, so I blew up a lot this summer and then opportunities started like coming my way. Like I got my first like TV audition and then like all of this stuff. And I kept seeing all my friends just doing things I wish I could do. And I was sitting in my room doing like econ homework that I didn't even want to do. And just balancing TikTok and school at the same time, I was just like, I'm going to pick one and it's definitely not going to be doing econ. So I just kind of was like, I'm going to go. So I signed a lease in LA and I'm still withdrawing like currently.
From school.
Yeah.
You're still an FCSU student right now.
Yes. Currently still a student withdrawing right now immediately.
But how do your parents feel? Are you that? I mean, they were paying out of state tuition for SDSU, right? Which is insane. So now they're like, okay, it's kind of nice. You're making money on your own. We're not paying you to go to school. Are they cool with it or do they want you back in school?
So I told my mom like first thing and she was supportive. She was like, you know what? It was like a shock at first being like, I'm going to drop out of college because my dad has like a doctorate and it's like he's very education forward. So I told her and she was like, all right. I mean, like you're an adult. Technically, I can't force you. So she was like very supportive of it from the start. And then my whole family was on my side, except we were kind of afraid to tell my dad because my dad is very, very education forward. He has a doctorate and he went to Duke. And
holy shit.
He went to a lot of places for a lot of degrees and is like a very serious businessman. And he's also in like late 50s, so kind of doesn't understand the internet. So we kind of procrastinated telling him about any of this because I was afraid that he was going to be like,
oh yeah,
no, absolutely not.
Where do you guys live in Virginia? Is it like in the country or is it in a big city?
Sorry. It's, we're like 30 minutes from DC.
Okay. All right. So you're in Virginia. How do you approach your dad about moving out and doing TikTok full time?
I actually told him yesterday.
Oh. Wait, what the fuck? Oh, I think I remembered you the one that said on the panel that she didn't tell someone that you were leaving school.
Yeah, I literally.
How long have you been out here for?
The panel. I moved out here at the end of October.
Bruh, it's been 2 months.
Yeah. I know, I didn't tell him until yesterday.
I didn't tell my mom I left school until like we were leaving for California.
That's kind of what I did. I was like,
wait, what?
What?
Bro, we were out of school for like 6 months.
I thought we left to California. I was like, she's like, okay, now you're in a different state. So like, how's school going?
What are you doing?
I was like, okay, I would keep a buck.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I fucking dropped out of
school. I left school.
That's funny as shit.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, wait. So you told him yesterday. How did that conversation go?
Actually, so well. I was terrified. He just called me because I actually crashed my car. So he was trying to get me to call our insurance, and then I was like, hey, like, do you have a minute? Just because I was like, you know what, just do it. My mom told me not to blow up Christmas. So, like, yeah, when sure, I went sure, home. Sure. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do this right now. I was like, hey, what are you doing? He was like, nothing. And I was like, okay, so I want to tell you something. And he said, okay. And he said, so I will not be returning to SDSU next semester. And he just goes, okay. The most like mild reaction I've ever heard from my father. He just was like, all right. And then it ended up going very well, which good. I did not expect. Not that I expected him to like yell at me, but it's just like kind of, it's a weird thing for me. First of all, no one in my school has ever like dropped out of college and just been like, I'm going to do this instead. But he kind of realized there's more opportunities career wise and that it's a like smart thing to chase them while I can, because they're not going to be there forever. So I kind of just told him about it and he was supportive of it, and it was like kind of a happy moment, especially after crashing my car. It kind of brought my mood back up.
Yeah.
So did you tell him that you've been living in LA
for two months?
So we kind of breezed over that part. I kind of told him.
By the way, I also
like,
signed a lease in LA.
Sounds like there's some
I told him, I was like, hopefully he doesn't say that. So I told him my roommate's name is on the lease, which is true. It's just that I'm the one who signed it and moved. But I was kind of going back and forth from SDSU for a hot minute there. I wasn't just like fully in LA. I was kind of just going back and forth, still doing school.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in college I would do that. I would like go on trips places on like the weekends, and I like went.
Yeah, that's just, exactly
like,
what I did.
And like at like Thanksgiving or whatever, I'd just be like talking about like where I'd gone, and then she'd be like,
"True, yeah.
When did you go?"
So like at this time when you told your dad, he knew like the following you had and like the 10 million followers you had.
Oh yeah, he definitely knew. He eventually made a TikTok, which I was like, oh god. And then he keeps looking at my profile and was actually texting me like this morning and was like, congratulations on 9 million. Like, I'm so proud of you. Like, that's an accomplishment. So he's like aware.
Yeah, they're
all very aware of it. It's not a secret anymore. And I have an elder sister she's 29 and all of her friends are like obsessed with me because they think it's funny.
They think it's the hottest shit ever.
They think it's hilarious that like her little sister is just like casually TikTok famous.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so I mean, how much does he know? Does he know like how does he think it's a big business? There's money in it, or does he think like you're struggling? Like, what does he think of like the big creators are making?
So I've told him I've been like financially transparent with him, and like just straight up told him like I can support myself. You know, I'm an adult. This is like quite a bit of money that I can be using to like live on my own and support myself. And they're kind of saving themselves a lot of money into college because I'm paying my own rent. You know, I'm paying for my own gas.
How much is tuition there?
So about 45 grand.
That's crazy.
It's a lot.
45 grand.
Plus the housing. They were coughing up a lot, especially I was living in like a motel
at
SDSU when I could be paying for my own rent and they don't have to pay the tuition.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. All right. So then you have that. Then you have all these opportunities now. What's that TV show you're talking about? You said you got a TV show audition.
Oh, it was this thing for Brat TV, and I actually didn't end up doing it
because
I was too afraid.
Was it Chicken Girls by any chance?
No, that would have been funny.
Attaway General.
No, it was something. It was like a royal one. I don't know what it was. Ooh.
They did like a royal wedding, but on Attaway, with Brat TV. Kind of like that.
Yeah, it was a Brat TV show, and I like looked it up. I'm not quite sure the context of it because I didn't look that too far into it, but it was like something like royal, and they were just looking for like another character. But I didn't end up doing it because I chickened out.
I'm not gonna lie. Every time we have a guest on that's done Brat TV, the reactions are split. Right? Tell me if I'm wrong. They're either like cringing when they talk about their experience doing it, come like, oh yeah, please don't talk about that, or they're like, yeah, man, it's really great to start my acting career and get my.
Some people take it really seriously. I mean,
it's on my IMDb.
I mean, I like Brat TV. It's just like Kai said, it's funny to see what people say about like what people who have gone down the Brat TV path, like what they have to say about it. Because some people are like really fucking passionate about
some people, that's their shit.
And then some people are like, yeah, I'd rather not talk about it. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of like on the Friends of Gen Z, okay? It's the new Friends.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Some people take it. Yeah. Somebody gets Indiana gets like a Brat tattoo.
is that like your end goal? You want to be an actor or actress?
No, it seems like if you looked at my account that I'm like acting in them, but I'm like too afraid to be an actor, but I want to do music first because I always have liked music, and it's not something I just didn't have like the confidence to post it like on the internet. So I never really did. And I posted like one video of me singing recently and it just like blew up.
Really?
And everybody was just like, oh, I didn't know you could sing. And I was like, yeah, I don't really tell anyone. It's like, I kind of just kept it to myself, but I was kind of looking into acting. I'm just like scared.
Yeah,
because that's a lot, and there's so many people trying to go after acting. I feel like music, if you already have a platform and you're like, hey, go listen to my song, they probably will, or they're like, look at it. But acting is risky.
You get opportunities though because you have 9 million followers.
Yeah, so that kind of helps.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, like when I watch your videos, like I see like that's good. Like some of them are like random because like I don't get like there's some splits, but like it's clear like that there's good improv. You know, so like, whereas other creators would get chances for an audition, I feel like probably wouldn't be so good because they dance or they and do whatever else. But like you actually like talk to a camera. So like the POV could work.
There's some creativity that's, dude, how the fuck do you come up with some of these ideas? Because they're like,
some of the stuff you say, is
you wake up and can hear for only 2 minutes a day. How this is your reaction?
No, yeah, I was like, this is like when I was like watching videos, I was like, I don't even. Like, I think the blue, when you have, like, your mark on your face or whatever.
Oh, that one.
I was like, I don't understand how someone could come up with this. It's crazy. Like, like some of the ideas are just, like, how, like, that. I've never even thought about having a blue mark to, what was it, to like, for, like, social class or whatever? Yeah. So, like, a mark on your face for social class? Yeah.
Like, describe your concepts.
Like, how do you come up with it?
I literally just, like, make them up on the spot. Like on the spot, I look at sometimes other people's videos. I used to make them I would just like pull them out of thin air, and I would go off of like a word or something and then make it into a whole series. Sorry, literally choking again. But I kind of make them up like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And they don't really make sense like at all. They never do.
They're like sci-fi. They're like, I was trying to understand them. Yeah, I mean, I would not be able to come up with those. Like, what are some of the last couple POV what do you call them, settings that you've come up with?
Oh, they're all in the same setting, which is funny. I don't know why people like them so much, because they're all like in a school. And the thing is, I'm not even like in school, and I'll just like a random teacher will be like, "Oh, class," and I'm like, "What class?" Yeah. Like, there's no setting. All the characters are like kind of.
You want to take another break real quick? Let's do it. All right. Okay. So for this game, for the POV game, I think the best way to do it is like, you're the POV person, right? You're the person in the video, but then we're like, POV, you're doing this, and then you say something, and then we're just improvising with you saying a line back.
I got one. So you're in a bar and you're about to fight a leprechaun, and the only way that this leprechaun down is if you give him peanut butter. But this guy's a leprechaun. Think of this leprechaun like Conor McGregor, like as obnoxious as can be.
Okay.
And the only reason you can like...
Oh, I gotta do the accent and everything?
The only way you can stop him is giving him peanut butter.
Will he like not take the peanut butter?
He hates peanut butter.
Okay.
But it calms him down.
Just say whatever. Yeah. Just improv.
Wait, so are you a leprechaun?
No, she's gonna do it.
Am I the leprechaun? Who's...
Is oh, this, like, the leprechaun's not talking. You just have to talk to the leprechaun. Oh,
okay. I'm trying to think of like what I would say in the POVs. Eat your fucking peanut butter.
And then it's your POV. You do the next line.
Sorry. I'm like, that's like
who
a deep.
Who the fuck are you, eh? I don't want no more fucking peanut butter.
Are you a British leprechaun now?
You're not even Irish. How do you look like
McGregor? Okay, she's talking to the camera, but you're just the voice responding. Well, but that sounds like him.
Yeah, we could put it in after, right? Yeah.
Why don't you just be a fucking...
I didn't know he had an accent. That changes the whole scenario.
The leprechaun. Just think of a leprechaun accent.
Why don't you just be a Brit with fucked up teeth?
Does a leprechaun have to have an accent?
I think
it's
so.
Irish, right? Do they?
But it's Irish, which is different. I can't do an Irish accent.
I can't. It's impossible. It's hard. Patty.
Lucky charms.
It's still British.
British leprechaun.
British leprechaun.
Okay.
Ready? I don't want my... I don't want your fucking peanut butter. Keep it for yourself. I want these hands.
You need it. You need the peanut butter.
You need these hands in your fucking face.
Okay, do it then. Do it.
Are you gonna hit a girl?
you tried to bait me in that, huh? But I'm not. I don't fight women.
Good.
You've turned her British. She's British now.
Okay. We're gonna try what I feel like.
You said an accent when you said that.
I did?
Yeah.
I could put on a country accent.
Really?
I feel like that would be funny.
Can you do it?
Kind of.
We should do somewhat. Do a country POV.
Country POV?
Oh, you can do a
POV. You're in a farm in West Virginia.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, POV, you're in a farm in West Virginia and...
Wait,
cow's
do
this.
I don't know if I can
do
a country
this,
accent.
Do this. You're... you find...
You can't even say it with a straight face.
All right, so it's Thanksgiving dinner, and your boyfriend's family, every single one of his family members, they're all cousins. But you and your boyfriend are like normal-ish, right? Okay. But like it's a whole incest family. So you're an incest family.
Oh,
dinner.
Wow.
And you just met fucking cousin Terry that has three eyes because he fucked his cousin.
You guys come up with like better POV concepts than I do.
Thank you, right?
These are out of the box. I'm like, I don't even know where to begin with that.
All right, so if she addresses a family member, you play that sound, right? Is that how it works?
So do I have to be Cousin Terry?
You have to be, right?
Yeah, you're Cousin Terry.
She thinks of a response, though, right?
Yeah.
Or you could come up with POVs and then we can be the characters.
Hmm.
What the fuck was that? Did you see
what Chris said? No.
I think this works. Yes, I did. That was weird.
What?
He's fucking like whimpered. You little whimper guy. Let's go. Let's do it. What are we doing?
All right, the POV. All right. Okay. So you're the person. I'll do the voice. You can just look at the camera. Okay. Let me think for 1 second. Okay. So
you're married to your cousin or sister.
Wait, we're doing that one or doing a new one? We're doing.
The incest one? That's not really what I do on my page, but I mean, whatever floats.
Okay, fine. Okay. So you come up with one. And then, or is Kai just coming up with something?
You're in the outhouse using the bathroom, but there's no toilet paper, and the only person there is the receptionist in the house. So you have to yell at them.
There was a receptionist in Airbnb?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
She cooks breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And changes the sheets. And she's really mean.
Well, I was going to start by being mean, but if she's mean back... That's just gonna. That's just like fire against
She's
fire.
Meaner I'll than be, you. I'll be She's meaner back.
Than
Do
I have enough an accent?
Do whatever you think like is most natural. Whatever fits.
Probably no accent. Okay. Then.
And you're in an outhouse with like a moon on the door.
Oh yeah, no, that exactly. There's like nothing.
You gotta get help. You need help. Help! Fucking help!
You're my house. In the toilet. There's no toilet paper.
It's an outhouse. It's disgusting. You need help. You need to get out of
this
there.
This is BS. You expect this receptionist to be here now with toilet paper?
Somebody help me!
Somebody help me!
I need help!
I need help! Like try that. Hey, someone help me!
Help!
Oh, I really can't hear anything. Help. I'm just sitting here. I can't hear anything outside. What's going on?
I'm a mean receptionist lady.
Help!
What's that? Hello? Does anyone need help?
I need toilet paper right now.
Why? There should be some out there.
There's not. I can't use the leaves.
Use the leaf.
No.
Use. Just go.
No. The only thing in here is bark.
Just spread and straddle and just walk away. It's fine. I'm not walking out there. It's 11 o'clock at night. Spread and straddle.
Use your hand. Use your fucking hand.
No, I need toilet paper.
No!
Can you at least bring me like a paper towel, a tissue?
What are we? Anything. Fucking Charmin? No, we don't have Charmin.
Get in here. I'm going to use your shirt as toilet paper.
Hell no. Then we're adding that to your Airbnb charge. If you use my toilet, if you use my shirt to clean your shit, we're calling Airbnb and this is canceled. It's fucked.
You can't kick me out of my own beer. Airbnb. You can't kick me out of my own Airbnb. I'm a guest.
Ah, fine. Okay. Here is five tiles of one ply toilet paper. Here you go.
It's not enough.
Sorry, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to fold.
No.
You have to figure some shit out.
Dude, five tiles would be fucking gruesome.
It would be gruesome.
Of one ply?
Of one ply.
What do I look like? A rabid animal?
I know. It's like a, what are you, at a public school?
It. How would you guys use it, though? Five ply. So you got five stacks. You put it on. I'd say my first instinct, right? I'm folding it in half, and I'm going to use it to like wipe, but using it vertically to wipe.
I'm going... two plies overlapped so you can make it like double two ply. Pretty much it's like two squares of two ply. And then mm-hmm. you put one more over the middle of the gap to bridge the gap. And then you just try and hope and hope it works.
Let's talk about something not related to shit. Comic-Con.
Or incest.
Yeah, or an incest.
Comic-Con.
Incest one could have been good. If you were trying...
Good leeway.
The incest one could have been...
It could have been. There was potential there.
Yeah.
All right, so we met at Comic-Con. You're with a lot of other creators, and you guys were talking about... You were there with Meg Nutt, Michaela Dancer, friend Sophia Gomez, and they were talking about hate on the internet. I looked them up. You guys as a group weirdly get disproportionately more hate than anybody else on the internet, like on TikTok. More than most people. It's weird. Like, what are some of the comments on why do you think that is?
So, it's honestly not that much on my page. It's only when I branch out from what I normally do. On the POVs, they're really tame for some reason. Like, nobody really ever says anything. Unless I, like, said something wrong or said something they don't like, they don't really say anything about it. But every single time I try to branch out, it's just, like, a mass amount of hate, which is why I'm afraid to. But I made literally one video of, like, the... infinity trend where you raise the ring light and show your muscles, and they were absolutely gaslighting me in the comments, and it was like the worst thing I have. It was so bad.
You look good. Ignore the haters. Slade.
Yeah, but if you scroll a little bit, all the ones that I didn't like were just people being like, you're weak, you suck, like you're ugly.
Jesus Christ.
Like, no, they're awful.
Oh my goodness. Like,
they were so mean.
How do you have that bad of a day to even type anything? Like, I don't even have effort.
I know.
Like,
I don't get it.
For stuff that I like, I don't even have effort to like or comment.
Video did well, though.
Yeah. It did very well because they were hating so much. It had like 18,000 comments.
Jeez.
Just because people were mad about it. But I just don't understand why they can't like scroll. There was nothing even wrong with the video. Like, I really didn't think anything was wrong with it. They said I looked like I was struggling to hold the ring light. And I was like, first of all, I could probably deadlift you, so...
Damn, okay.
Take a seat.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to, like, I just don't even bother arguing with them because most of them are, like, 12.
Yeah, those are, like, very, like, petty comments, I feel like. They're very dumb. Like, Michaela, it gets interesting because she blew up. She's twerked, like, blew up for twerking, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was her main thing. And then now, it's, like, every time she twerks, the comments are so fucking brutal. They're, like,
no, literally.
You have no talent. That's all you do. You really can't do anything else. Like, they're, like, just, like,
yeah.
She's, like, a trained dancer.
Yeah.
She's a great dancer. But then when she does any other video that's like not twerking and is like a, just a regular TikTok dance video, it doesn't do as well. And then people are like, you have no talent. I'm like, well, she does, but you guys just don't appreciate it.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
It's okay. A weird...
Like Meg Nutt. Remember Meg Nutt?
Yeah, Meg Nutt gets... Meg Nutt has had quite the career, honestly.
Yeah.
Just like her... How all of her stuff... Like she's had so many up and... Or no, I guess just like different things that kind of come out that are wild. Like when everybody's profile picture was her tits.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
That was out of pocket, bro. Like that was actually fucked up.
That's what?
There was a point where it was like... Every profile photo you'd see on TikTok was just Meg Nutt naked.
In her comments, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like her. And I'm like, that's awful.
When
guys.
We first
like,
when
really?
We first saw her at Saddle, like someone goes, that's Meg Nutt. I'm like, who's Meg Nutt? Goes, Meg Nutt's a girl like from the leak and all the profile pictures. And we're like, oh. And then we became like really close friends.
By the way,
if she's super cool, but
if you haven't met nice. If you haven't met Meg Nutt in real life, she's very fucking nice. Like,
yo, yeah.
Like, funny. You would expect like from one that gets that much hate to be a dick. In prison, but Meg Knight's like really
she's
fucking
a sweetheart.
Nice.
Yeah, she's super cool. She's super cool. Okay, I want to ask you about one more thing on your spam. 3 days ago, you posted that you found the love of your life. What the fuck is going on?
Okay, I don't think it's. I wouldn't say the love of my life quite yet, but
quite yet.
We're just chilling.
Who is he? What is
his name? Is Carter.
Name's Carter. Okay.
Yes, he's a TikToker too.
Damn. Okay.
Carter.
How did that start?
What's Carter's TikTok?
It's Cringe Carter.
Cringe Carter. How did that start? What's the status relationship right now? Where are you guys at?
I think we're just like talking. I think we like each other and we're just kind of just hanging out and like doing whatever. We haven't even really been on like a date or anything yet. But
y'all feel this way?
Oh yeah, no, we both definitely do. Like he was at like Disney with his sister and he texted me after and was like, I miss you.
Whoa. So how would you describe the talking stage? Because I don't even know what the fucking stages of talking or anything even are anymore. They've changed so much.
Yeah,
I know. I don't even bother with like the stages. I'm like, I really don't care. I'm like, if you like me, you do. And if you don't, you don't. But we're kind of just like hanging out. But I just...
Are you like a one guy at a time type thing or do you like,
oh yeah no I don't even bother like at all. I have bad experiences so I just like never talk to people, but no, he's literally the only guy like I even talk to. Like I just, my whole Snap is just like people undelivered because I just don't answer anyone. I'm not a Snapchat person. I'm very like work focused, but he managed to like slip his way in.
Oh. Damn.
What's so good about Carter? What's Carter's best qualities?
Oh, he's so funny. He's literally hilarious. Like we were just like in his room saying just like dumb shit to each other, just cracking up. And he's so funny. And like I knew his content before I even met him. I loved his videos. He did these videos where he would stay up all night and go to Dunkin' at like 4 a.m. And I thought he was so funny. And I went to LA for the first time and I met him. And I'm not gonna lie, I thought he was into men. Fully,
okay.
Yeah, I thought, and so does the internet, but I thought he was fully...
Same with us.
Into,
when we saw Carter early, that's what I thought, too. So I thought Kai was asking, and I was going to, I thought that...
he was going to, like, say, no, we're not together.
Gonna be like, no, we aren't together. But, I mean, he seems like a good guy. I thought that you were going to ask, and then she was going to be like, no, that's, like, my gay best friend.
Oh, fuck.
No. Okay.
But no, I mean, I'm not hating or anything. I'm just saying that's how I thought that was gonna go.
You thought the same thing before you met him in person. That's what you're saying? Or no, when you met him, you felt that way.
I wouldn't say like right when we met. I think we started off as like just friends, and then he went home, and somehow we just started like flirting. Just like straight up flirting. And then he came back and suddenly it was like we're a little more than friends. But the whole internet, every single video, like I just posted one with him today. It was like the two birds on a wire thing. And everybody in the comments was just like, I thought he was gay. And I'm like, no, he's bi. But we just met and we instantly like, we have the same kind of humor. And so we got along really well off the bat. And then he was kind of one of the first people to like make an effort to hang out with me and would like call me and be like, come over, like, let's do something. And we made a video in matching pajamas together, which blew up. But he just would like, we had a lot of the same interests. We wanted to do a lot of the same things. And at first I was like, oh, this is like a cute friendship. And then suddenly I was just like, I'm attracted to him. And it was a little bit more than a friendship.
Yeah, no, because I
saw it always seems to happen.
Yeah.
It never just doesn't. Actually, yeah, it never just doesn't happen. It's always like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
This is funny.
Your spam was just, it was funny because you were like just posting like, I am fully met the one.
Yeah, I kind of did that as a joke. If I play into like the soulmate card, I also do that kind of like as marketing, because if I say marketing your soul. No, literally, if I say I found my soulmate, like that was my whole brand, like all these soulmate POVs. So if I'm like, what if I actually found my soulmate? Then they're gonna like egg it on. And then it'll help Carter in the long run too. Like if I'm posting with him and saying like, just like joking, like this is my soulmate, guys. They're gonna go and like follow him.
But
I was like, got you.
What's the percentage chance that he is your soulmate though? Like on some real shit.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I haven't even known him. I think I've known him like 2 months, maybe.
Is there such thing as a soulmate?
I don't know.
That's what I'm like unsure.
I don't think there is. Do you think there is?
No. There's 7 billion people.
What are soulmates?
I think it's like the one person you belong with.
Yeah,
right?
Like you're perfect. Like
even if you and that person broke up or whatever, and like got with other people or whatever, like you still come back 10 years later and you're still together.
That's not a soulmate. That's not a soulmate.
That's a hookup you want to get.
That's an ex hookup.
That's not what I'm saying. No, that could be a thing. Everybody needs their own space and shit.
Yeah, but I feel like a soulmate's more of like someone like you said, the first one you're gonna say. Someone you're like supposed to grow old with, and like that you expect to like be with for a long time. Soul.
I see.
Soul partner,
and get buried together and everything.
Oh yeah, same grave.
Yeah, it's exactly same.
Same box.
On top of each other.
Coffin, I mean. Yeah. Not box.
Oh boy. Do you have anything big going on coming up? Are you doing any auditions or any big projects?
Not really. I've kind of just been like running around. Like I've gone to a lot of events. I went to like the Spotify Rap Party, and that was so cool.
Who was there?
So many people. Like the Try Guys. I kind of panicked when I saw them. I just turned around and it was like Ned Fulmer.
I don't know if anyone's from BuzzFeed.
I'm a Try Guys stan. And then Zach was also there. Joshua Bassett was standing behind me as Gwen Stefani was performing on the stage. We were like front row, and it's Gwen Stefani. And I turn around, and it's literally Joshua Bassett, and I was just like.
You should have asked him, like, how'd you fumble Olivia Rodrigo?
I just kind of was like, I'm going to turn back around.
Wait, where's the rappers? did I hear wrong? You said Spotify Rap, right?
No, rapped.
Like the years.
Oh. But still, where are the rappers? It's still Spotify Rap.
Oh, yeah. There were so many like actors there, too. Like the, I think her name is Eva, but Michaela knew her. She played the main girl in Tall Girl from Netflix. She was there. Jesse from Pitch Perfect was there.
That's epic. Pitch Perfect, there was so many crazy people there.
And I was like, why am I here?
I've seen all the Pitch Perfect movies.
I'm sure you have.
Right after you watch Outer Banks.
I fucking love those movies.
Smoke a bowl at night, then go watch Outer Banks and Pitch Perfect.
No, I wasn't smoking when I was watching Outer Banks. That was sober activities.
Yeah, you're focused.
That was sober activities. But did you post your Spotify Wrapped on your Instagram story?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
I fucking hate when people do that shit. I was just wondering if you did, because I was going to shit on it a little bit. But it's like.
No, go ahead.
Everybody. You know, like the sign guy? The guy that stands in New York with obvious shit on.
Yeah.
He's like, no one cares about your fucking Spotify. And I'm like, bro, that's so true.
I like seeing what my friend, because it always surprises me.
Because it doesn't change my view on the music. It's just like, I don't care.
I actually don't care that much. It's just when it's someone's personality trait, what kind of music they listen to. Like, when somebody's like, oh my God, I had such a Doja Cat year.
Wait, what was yours again? You were in the top 1% of Polo G listeners?
Yeah, I didn't post anywhere.
That is his personality. So.
Kyle has not killed a person yet. But
yeah, that's true.
I have, dude. I've had the bodies.
Well, I'm trying to guess what your top five
would
be.
Oh, please, guys, because I feel like it will not be right. Yeah. Artist.
I feel like you listen to country music a little bit.
No. I do, but it's not. It wasn't on my top at all.
Mumford and Sons.
Like Mumford and Sons fucking bangs, dude.
What's that one genre of music?
You're definitely
EDM?
More... What?
EDM.
Rave.
Are you listening to EDM?
You listen to EDM?
Like rave type shit?
No.
No.
I feel like you're like a Mark E. Baz. What's that guy's name?
Mark
E. Bazzy. Bozzy.
Bozzy?
Yeah, that guy. I feel like you're into like that type of music. Like SZA.
No.
Oh, I have no fucking clue then.
I don't know.
I'm so confused. We just went through.
Do you like old music?
I do, but it wasn't.
That's not your top.
Fuck. No. Maybe I retract my statement. Maybe I actually do care about what people's.
Now it's very interesting. Now you changed his mind.
I did.
Wait, who's your top?
So my actual top song. I went to sleep listening to this meditation playlist for like at least like 4 months.
Your top
so
song my, is White Noise.
No, it literally was. My top song was just like a one of those like. Clarity like HZ things just like play the sound and I was like I'm so embarrassed right
have you
now.
Ever tried that actually
but
Kai, it, have you ever tried that
it's kind oh, of relaxing
it's no, kind of sick you like wake up good. And like you just hear like my I like listening to like white noise or like whale noises mm-hmm. like whale noises are fucking sick you mm-hmm. say mm-hmm.
yeah and, like, but most common your biggest one was meditation pretty much
yeah and then followed directly by the Arctic Monkeys
oh, oh that's lit
Arctic Monkeys like
the, there's always someone who likes the, I've yeah. never listened to an Arctic Monkeys song
yeah
oh I'm obsessed with them literally my top like five it was that and Doja Cat my mine was really messed up because
Doja Cat's so
I played
fun.
A lot of songs on repeat but my top songs like 1 and 3 were the meditation songs that managed to slip their way up there and then the other 3 were all Arctic Monkeys.
Huh. Oh wow!
So yeah, I'm like obsessed with them. Like I just bought an electric guitar because I want to wow. play their songs.
Oh, that's
how long have you been into them?
Oh, probably like a year.
Okay,
I really
love them.
We were
growing high school that loved the Arctic Monkeys. Remember?
Oh yeah.
I have no clue.
Olivia? I'm not obsessed with like
Olivia
Five of Five
her
either.
Dad,
like, really
that's
like
what I'm about to say. The only time I ever listened to Arctic Monkeys Sounds. Is when Oaken
oh,
played.
Shit! Yeah.
Oaken played Arctic Monkeys in art class for their playlist.
Yeah.
So cool. I saw this thing. Apparently, Doja Cat is like one of like the few people where straight people are all or like straight girls are also attracted to Doja Cat. Is that a thing? Like would you say like you'd ever be like attracted to Doja Cat?
All straight girls.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I'm just saying like
well,
she's like
yeah.
a higher percentage of straight. Like more straight girls are attracted to Doja Cat than like than they would be to like. I mean, like, they're straight, so, like, they wouldn't be, like, attracted to, like, a girl normally.
Well, I'm bi, but Doja Cat is hot, so.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
fair.
I mean,
that's
I
totally
agree.
Fair. But I feel like a lot of girls say that, and I'm like, babe, you're just bi. I'm
oh.
Like, oh, hey, y'all, just.
We just have realization.
Oh.
That does make perfect sense.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah. Have you, how many girls have you dated?
None.
Would you, only guys so far?
Yeah. Well, I came out like, I think it was like September. So okay. Not very long, but I've like had like girl flings, but I haven't like dated a girl.
So yeah. Epic.
And then I met Carter. So now I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, but you said he's bi too, right?
Yeah.
So is that just, I have so many questions about
go ahead.
Relationship.
So if you're, if there's two bi people hanging out, are dating or hooking up or whatever, and they go hang out with guys and girls as like their friends. Mm-hmm. Is it not weird? Because like, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and I'm going to hang out with like a bunch of girls, then it's like
so
it's kind of sus.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But if you're bi, you're into guys and girls.
So you just like.
So is
it
like?
You're not allowed to go
outside. So, like, if you're,
dating, you're not allowed to go outside.
you're not
allowed to
like,
go anywhere.
Is it more open or is there like? Is it more fucked?
Is there more jealousy, I guess, involved because of the opportunity? I guess is that what it is.
We haven't ran into any like issues or anything at all. Like, I don't really show interest in anyone. I'm kind of just like a lone wolf. I like to sit like by myself.
Oh, cool.
Carter's like one of the only people that I like talk to on the daily. Mm. A lot of people. I have a lot of friends. I just like to be by myself. So we haven't really run into that problem. But that is like a factor. I feel like I was thinking about that. I'm like, I could pull a girl or a guy. That's kind of like terrifying. But like, so could he.
Right.
That's
just what
I'm
like
saying.
The field is like quadrupled.
Quadruple field.
Just like everyone is involved.
Right. But it's also
you're playing the field, the outfield, the warning track, and the parking lot.
You have such a higher chance of finding love if you're into
that's
guys
true.
And girls.
Oh yeah.
I mean, bro, you literally have 100% of the pop. Well, not 100% of the pop. 100% of the adult population.
Okay, yeah. But with guys, I feel like when you're in a room and suddenly like a good amount of girls come in, there's like a kind of a shift and people notice that that's happening, right? Is it the case when you're bi that you feel that in more cases, like it happens a lot more because you're always around like someone that you could potentially be interested in? You know what I'm saying?
Somewhat. It's just like everyone.
Because
girls are pretty and so are guys, and it's just like take your pick, whatever you're feeling like that
yeah.
night. Do what you want.
And do you remember moments from when you're younger where you're like you noticed you were into both sexes?
I do, and I denied it, like, all throughout high school, but I would always be, like, the girl who would get, like, who would be at a party and would like kiss girls.
Right.
And then I was just like, no, I'm straight. And it's like, girl, no, you're not. Like, why? Like, what? No one else does
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We're just asking questions, I guess. Let me know if you don't want us to.
No, you're good.
One of the things I never understood, like in high school, like middle school growing up, like when you look at a girl's post and then you see all of her friends under that post. You know what I'm saying? Because like the encouragement, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're hot as fuck. Damn, I could strip you down and lick you up. Damn, you're so hot, girl.
Yeah.
Slay, girl. Kill that shit.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you take that? Like, that's a, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, because.
Like, how do you take, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's just like, you know, if those are your friends, is your friend supporting
because,
you?
Because, yeah.
That's kind of like supporting your friends, though. I feel like not all of that is, like, them being interested. Some of it could be. Maybe they're, like, hiding behind the scenes and they're commenting, you're cute. Maybe they actually, like, think, like, you're cute. But some of it, they're just saying that to hype their friends up. Even if, like, they look terrible in a photo, they might just be like, oh, right. Love you, bae.
Yeah.
But,
like, you remember what happened if someone left a shitty comment on a girl's post? That person got eaten in high school.
Yeah.
It was fucked.
For real. You could not.
Dude, there used to be so much beef on social media in high school, bro. Like, I just remember all the shit that would happen.
And I like how we do it professionally now.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I hated high school.
Yeah. Really? You hated your high school?
Hated
what's the number one thing you hated about your high school?
Just everything. All of it.
Any horror stories?
Oh, a lot.
Tell us one.
There's like, oh, okay. So this one is like dark. I like kind of mentioned this at Comic-Con, but it is like actually something out of like a movie. It doesn't make any sense. So people did not like me in high school. They kind of decided that like freshman year. And I was a child. So I had my weak moments where I definitely was not the best person. I learned from my mistakes, though. But I remember my junior year. I had done nothing. I was minding my business. I was just done with people. I was like, I'm not going to bother with any of this. I'm just going to mind my business and do my own thing. Do school, do whatever. So one day I go into the bathroom, you know, like a normal person does. It was in psychology. I remember this specifically. And I look at the back of the door and they had these like sign up for psychology papers that they would just like tape to the back of the stall doors and you could see it while you're peeing. And I look at this paper and it says, fuck Bailey Spin. And then with an arrow, someone wrote, she kissed my boyfriend. A bunch of arrows of different handwriting of people chiming in on this paper saying terrible things about me. And I was like, wow, that's terrible. So I take this sheet and I bring it to the office and they're like, yeah, we'll do something about it. And I'm like, all right. So that seems like it would be bad enough. Like people literally whipped out a pen in the bathroom to write this.
There's collaboration, got, different handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
It just got worse from
who
there.
Who even
though.
Brings a pen to the bathroom?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, y'all have a lot of free time right now. But, it just got worse because I went in there another day and saw it with my own two eyes. Someone had wrote, there was like a bunch of different instances, but one of them said KYS Bailey Spin. And then it was like on like the like tampon trash can. They wrote it like on the metal in Sharpie.
There's a tampon trash can?
Yeah. And girls' bathrooms, but they wrote it there. So that's also terrible. At this point, I'm like, what the heck? Because, like, that's ridiculous. Like,
you didn't do anything, right?
No, I hadn't done anything at that point. I don't think even if I did, like, that was deserved because that's, like, public humiliation to write that on the stall. But it just got worse and worse because that wasn't it. They, at one point, they wrote it on the wall and highlighter wrote KYS Bailey. I was the only Bailey in the school, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the only one. So it was, like, this was directed at me. Someone wrote, like, fuck Bailey Spin. Someone at one point wrote on the toilet paper holder, KYS Bailey Spinweber. They spelled my last name wrong, beside the point. But and then they drew a stick figure with a noose.
Oh
yeah,
that's not a good one.
No.
So what? Like what started? This? Like how does this even start though? Like,
who would be
doing
this?
I don't know. That's the thing. I literally don't know, and I don't know to this day. Never figured out my school. The reason I don't like my school is because they were useless. They told me at one point not to help because I started like time stamping when I saw these, and I'd be like, "Hey, this wasn't here yesterday. It's here now." Like, look at the security camera, see who went in there and, you know, stayed in there for a little too long and start, like, narrowing it down. They wouldn't help me. No one ever got in trouble for this. And it was, like, vandalizing the school. They were writing it, like, on things. But they never did a single thing about it.
You never kiss this girl's boyfriend.
Nope. Literally didn't.
I forgot that that's what it was originally written. Nothing ever like that ever happened.
No, yeah. It didn't. I was like, I don't even know what y'all are talking about. I've never done that in my life. I was like, I definitely had my questionable moments, but that was not one of them.
Even if you kiss someone's boyfriend, it still isn't necessarily your fault.
I feel like to sum it up, the worst part about high school is like, it's just filled with a bunch of people that think they know life that clearly don't know it. and they just like attack each other. Mm. There's people that are racist that don't even know, like, that aren't racist leaving high school because they think they're in a bubble. They're homophobes in like high school is just a bubble of people that don't know shit about the world that think they do and just attack each other.
Yeah. All right, Bailey, this has been a really interesting podcast. Wait, do you have any other crazy stories from your high school? Because that was fucking nuts.
That's the only one. That's the only one. That's really coming to mind. I did the other part of the sob story was that I ended up my senior year. Like, my best friend ended up dropping me because I was just, like, just not a good friend at that time. And then the whole senior year until COVID, I ate lunch in the bathroom alone, like, on the toilet pit playing Minecraft. Like, I'm so serious. And I never told anyone that until I was, able to, laugh at it because I thought it was funny. But I didn't have anyone to sit with.
So. Is your Minecraft world cool at least?
Huh?
Is your Minecraft world cool at least?
Oh, it was sick. I was playing that every single day for 30
minutes.
Was it
on mobile or on your computer?
It was on the school computer.
Wow, that is a full.
It was a world. Like, she
that
was
is full dedication. Good.
All right, Bailey, where do you want people to go check you out? What you're trying to promote?
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere? Literally Bailey Spin on everything. Right. My username is not changed. It's just Bailey Spin on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube.
Look out for our first YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you only have 500,000 subscribers and you have shorts with 10 million videos. Views. That's fucked. That's such an F you to the YouTubers. That's crazy.
It's an F you to us.
That's an F you to us.
Shorts.
Yeah. All right, guys, go check it out. Episodes are out on Spotify and Apple. All the Bailey links are linked down below. And congratulations on talking to your dad yesterday.
Thank you. Very happy.
Yes.
That is a weight lifted off.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next time. Peace, I guess. Peace.
Woo!